they sent, I passed out the sheet. There's a, there should be another one, but I can't find the Rambam right now. Just a few loose ends from yesterday. Yesterday we explained Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim in a number of different ways. And there is a... an opinion of the Meiri. The Meiri brings down a Shita, which is a Chiddush. The Meiri, we saw in cases where there's no Muchsok as an Akum. We don't know what his status is. So all the Rishonim say that he's going to be believed to say that he's a ger with a migu, that he could have said that he's a Yisrael. He doesn't need to aid him to testify on that. And the Meiri brings down, first he brings down that daya, that he has a, he'll be neman to say he's a ger with a migu, that he's a Yisrael. And then he brings down another daya, yesh cholkim lomar sh'af belo huchsak begoi kein, that even if he's not muchsak as a goi, he still needs aidim. He's not going to be believed that to say that he's a ger. He has to bring aidim. I the Gemara about the Gemara Msochim, that he was Neman to come to Yerushalayim when he came to Yerushalayim, and he said that he's a, that he was a Yisrael. So he says that's different. When he didn't say he was a ger. He said he was a Yisrael Gomor. So if he says he's Yisrael Gomor, the Meiri says, then he's going to be believed. If he says he's a ger, then he's not going to be believed, even though he was not muhsuk as an akum. Doesn't explain it. It's very difficult, because if you're neman to say that you're Yisrael, why shouldn't you be neman to say that you're a ger with a migu, that you could have said that you're Yisrael? So I don't have an explanation for this, but I'm just pointing out this shita that the Meiri quotes, so we don't paskin like this. And then he quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam, the Marma makes a hachra, the Rambam makes a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz, that in Eretz Yisrael, where it's Rubon Bechezchas Yisrael, so then he's going to be believed, but in Chutz Loretz, he's not going to be believed. So basically, there are three different dais about this in the case where he's not Muchsok as an Akum. Right? Rov Rishonim hold that he's going to be believed to say that he's a ger with a migu, that he could have said that he's a Yisrael, or one of the other reasons why he's Neman, Milsa David, Ligluye, or because of Biyodo, whatever those reasons were. And the Meiri brings down a daya that he's not going to be Neman, even though he's not Muksuk as a goy. And then he says the Rambam makes a chiluk, and we saw that Rambam, that the Rambam, it's based on Ma'ilo Osso B'yuchs, and the chiluk that the Rambam makes is between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is only vis-a-vis marrying a Bas Yisrael. Then the Chutz La'aretz, you won't be allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael because of Ma'ilo Osso B'yuchs. Okay, I wanted to point that out. And then we spoke yesterday a little bit about Milsa Davido Ligluye, how Reb Moshe argued on the night of Yehuda. The Yehuda wanted to say that the two Eidim are going to be Neman to say Shemanu Shenizgaya Bevezdim Ploni, because it's a Milsa Davido Ligluye. And that's Dafka, the night of Yehuda points out, that's Dafka why the Gemara says Shemanu Shenizgaya Bevezdim Ploni. Wouldn't be enough if they would say Shemanu Shenizgaya Bevezdim. There has to be Bezdin Ploni, a particular Bezdin, so that we can go and check it out, and therefore it would be a Milsa Davida Ligluyim. Reb Moshe says, this case is not a Milsa Davida Ligluyim. Milsa Davida Ligluyim is when you're dealing with facts on the ground. Neis Baila is a Milsa Davida Ligluyim. That Reuven's the brother of Shimon. These are things that we can determine the fact, right? It's factual. And so that's a Milsa Ligluyim Lo Mishaker. But in a case over here where you have to go back to the Bezdin, right, and the Bezdin might say that he was not Megayer, So Ramayisha claims that's not a milsa davida ligluya, because then the Bezdin, it's not a fact. It's something that the Bezdin is testifying that we don't remember, he was never Megayir in front of us. And they can be contradicted, right? The two Eidim could say they forgot about it, or they're Mishaker, or come up with some other rationalization why the Bezdin is not saying that he was Megayir as they are testifying. So Ramayisha claims that's not a Milsa Davida Ligluye. And therefore the whole argument of the Noida Behuda is undermined, right? And that's why Rav Moshe says you cannot learn that Geirus is a Dovah Shebe'erva, rather it's a din of Yisuri. The in Milsa Davido Ligluye, the Ravash also talks about different levels of Milsa Davido Ligluye. You have certain things which are considered to be Milsa Davido Ligluye, and other things are not a Milsa Davido Ligluye. For instance, the Rambam, if you take a look at the Rambam I just gave you, the Rambam writes, the last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, how could it be that an Eid Echad is Neman al Meis Baila? It's a Dovashe Be'erva. So the Rambam says, Ayiksha Be'necha Shitiru Chachomim Ha'erva Ha'chamura Be'edus Isha O Eved O Shivcha O Akum. It's not only an Eid Echad Kosher. Even an Eved, a Shivcha, a Goy, Mesiach Lefitumo, Eid Mipi Eid is Neman by Meis Baila, Mipi Aksa, Bolo Drisha Hakira, Shalo Hikpida Teiral, Ha'odas Shnei Eidim, Mesho Mishbetei Eidus, Elo Bedovash, Ein Ato Yocha Lamad Al Burio, Elo Mipi Ha'edim Uve Eidusan, Kigon, She'idu Sheze Horag Eze, O Hilva Eze. When does the Torah require two Eidim Ksherim? That's when you need the Eidim. The only way to really discover what happened is by the testimony of two Eidim. That Ritzicha or Halvo, Avodovah She'efshal Lamod Al Burya Shalom Yipi Ha'ed Azev, Ein Ha'ed Yochol Li Shomeit Imein Adova Emes. Right? Kigon Zesh Ha'ed Shemeis Ploni Lohipido Toira Olov. In other words, the Rambam is saying here you could find out whether he's alive or dead without the aid, right? So then it's a Milsa Davida Ligluye, and Milsa Davida Ligluye when Achoshet that he'll be Mishaker. Lefichoch hekilu chachomim bedov vazev eminu bo eid echon mipi shivcho min aksav belo drisho chakiru kedei shalot yisha'arnu benos Yisrael agunos. And therefore the Rambam says the chachomim were meikol. The chachomim were meikol because of mishum iguno, and that's why in eid echon is neman, shivcho is neman, mipi aksav without drisho chakiru. So the Rambam starts off seeming to say, well, the reason why the Echad is Neman is because it's a Milsa Davida Ligluye Lo Mishakir. So we can rely on an Echad. Otherwise, you don't rely on an Echad. There's a Cheshash Mishakir by Eid Echad. By two Eidim, the Torah says you don't have to worry about them being Mishakir. But Milsa Davida Ligluye, there's no Cheshash Mishakir. But then the Rambam ends off and he says, therefore the Chachomim were Mekel. It's not a Dindai Raisa. Eid Echad is only Neman Midrabanan, but it's based on Milsa Davida Ligluye. And that's why the Chachamim were Mekel. In addition, there's a Svara Mishum Iguna Akilu Bo Rabanan. So what is this din of Milsa Davida Ligluye? Is it Neman Midrei Raisa? Or is it not Neman Midrei Raisa? So the Ravash says that there are different Gidorim in terms of Milsa Davida Ligluye. If it's a Milsa Davida Ligluye, that is a Dova Mefursum Lakov, V'osi Ligolos Bivadai Bikorov, right? It's something that's easily checked out, right? And you can check it out right away. And it's Osi Vadai Lihigolos, and it definitely will be revealed, right? Will be revealed. So then, that's Milsa Davida Ligluye, that works Midoi Raisa. Gives the example of Kiddush HaChodesh, Shtore Parsor, and the example of Simonim by Anisha, right? When she becomes a Gedola. So how do you check out those Simonim that she has Shtei Sairus? Right? You rely on women. A man can't do it. Right? So you're relying on women. How do you rely on women? They're not Kosher Liedus. The answer is because it's a Milsa Davido Ligluye. It's something that can easily be checked out. And therefore we're not chayshish for mishaker, and that's why they're going to be neman. So the reverse says that type of milsa davide ligluye shenucha lachkor hadova miyad, right? Nucha lachkor hadova miyad. So that's something which is, that's a real milsa davide, and that's the gemara in Yevamis, ishtemo de inhu, right? To find out about the Reuven, whether he's the brother of Shimon. That's a milsa David Ligluy, a real milsa David Ligluy. And then the reverse says that there's another category of milsa David Ligluy, but it's not on the same level. It's a dova eino dova mefursam the ein biyodenu ligalo so again gam eino vaday sheyigale she efshe sheyigale beezes man. It's possible that we'll discover, that we'll find out the information. But it's not something that's vado'us. It's not something that we can find out easily, that we can go bikoro, that we can go immediately and find out that information. Right? For instance, Meis Baila. Meis Baila is not, it's not for sure, it's not with a certainty that you'll find out that the husband, that the husband died, that the husband didn't die. It could be that the husband's still alive, but he'll never show up. Right? He's still alive, but he decided to. He's living in a different country now, and he's not coming back. So that's not a milsa davide ligluye on the same level as the first category, milsa davide ligluye. So in a case like that, but there's a certain aspect of avide ligluye. There's a certain degree that he could show up, he could walk into Beis Din very much alive, but it's not to the same degree. And therefore, that explains the Rambam, that Eid Echad, of course you need much more explanation in that Rambam, but basically, even though he says that Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Baila because it's a Milsa David Ligluye, it's not Neman just based on Milsa David Ligluye because it's the second category, it's not the first category. Okay, but ishtamo de inhu, that this is the brother. That is a real milsa davido ligluy. And what was the other example that Ramesha quoted? Ramesha quoted a second example of milsa davido ligluy. What's the second example? It's the Tshuva's revelation. He did quote Meis Baila. He quoted Meis Baila. But that's, in general, that's a milsa David Ligluy, but it's the second category, a milsa David Ligluy. Okay, that's so that is the Rivosh and the Rambam, and the just one Tosis before we get into the next sugya, the Tosis of Ma'u Detema Lo Lehem Nihu. Gemara says that two Eidim who say Shamanu Shenizgaya Bevezdim Ploni, right, will be, we can rely on them. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says that two Eidim, we have a pasuk that two Eidim will be believed to testify that he was Megayer. So Gemara asks, Pshita, why do you need a pasuk for that? So Rav Sheshes answers, the Amrei Shamanu Shenizgaya Bevezdim Shalponi, Sakadaita Chamino Lo Lahem Naihu, Komash Malon. Right? We might think that you shouldn't believe them. Komash Malon, that you do believe them, because even though it's an Eid Mipi, it's an Eid Mipi Eid. So Taisa says, Yesh Svarim de Garse Mau de Tema Lehem Nayu, Vochi Perusha Lehem Nayu, Ke Eid Mipi Eid. There's another Girs in the Gemara. You might think that we should believe them. Komash Malon, what's the Komash? You might think we should believe them like an Eid Mipi Eid. Kamash Malon, what? What's the Kamash Malon? What? Kamash Malon, you could learn this two ways. you could learn that the we should believe them as Neid Mipa, for Mashallah we don't believe them, that you need Eidus Gemurah, right? And that would be then like the second day in the Rosh according to the Chachamim, that you need an Eidus Gemurah. The Tosfos HaRosh learns it differently though, learns that Girsa differently. The Tosfos HaRosh learns that you might think that we should believe them as an Eid Mipied, meaning Lo Toil Eidusa, that the Eidus should not work. Kamash Malon that we do believe them. In other words, we need the Pasuk to tell us, in this case, you might think that we shouldn't, that Eid Mipiyeh should not work over here, Kamash Malon, that it does work. So it comes out the same according to that Girsa as the other Girsa. The Maldatema lo lehem nayu, you might think that we shouldn't believe them. Komash malon, we do believe the Eid Mipied. And according to the way the Tosfos HaRosh learns the Girsa, Maldatema lehem nayu, you might think we should believe them as an Eid Mipied, meaning that their Eidus should not work. Komash malon, that their Eidus does work. That's the way the Tosfos HaRosh learns it. But in Tosfos, it's not clear. In Tosfos, it could possibly, that Girsa could possibly be learned. You might think that we should believe Eid Mipied, Komash Malon, that we don't believe Eid Mipied. You might have thought that this, the Eid Mipied, would work. Komash Malon, it's not going to work. According to that Girsa, that would support, if that's the pshat, that would support then the second day in the Rosh, that you need Eidus Gemurah according to the Chacham. Yes?
How would that make sense for Svara? Why would you assume Eid Mipied would work?
So then you would have to say that that with the Schazi Kisura goes off because there's a Ruba Delesa come on, and therefore maybe Eid Mipied should work. It's a little bit more complicated. Eino Chanami. The simple shot would be the other way. But then, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, who says in the Chachomim you need Eidus Gemurah, this Gemurah, if it is saying that Eid Mipied works, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the first day in the Tosfos HaRosh, this Gemurah is both according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Okay, let's start from Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, the Shvatatem Tzedek, Bein Ish, Uvein Ochi, Uvein Ger, Mikan, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Ger, Shinizgaya, Bebezdin, Harei Zer Ger. Right? That you need a Bezdin for Gerus. In other words, that's the Xeris HaKosuv of Bein, as Tosfos brought down before. Tosfos quoted this pasuk. Tosfos also quoted the other pasuk, Mishpat Echa Ger Lachem Velagim. But the Gemara over here is quoting the pasuk of Bein Ish Ubein Ochiv Ubein Geru. Mikan Omer Yehuda Ger Shenizkaya Bevezen Harez Ger. Bein Ola Bein Atzmo Eino Ger. But without a bezen is Eino Ger. Ma'isa Becha Chubo Lifnei Rabbi Yehuda V'Amalo Nizkay Yardi Beini Levein Atzmi. So a ger comes before Rabbi Yehuda and he says, I did the gerus without bezdin. And so Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omalei Rabbi Yehuda, Yesh Lecha Eidim, Omalei Lav. Do you have Eidim that you did it without a bezdin? So he said, no, I don't have Eidim. If he had Eidim, that the gerus was done not in front of a bezdin, so then of course it's not going to be a good gerus. But he says, I don't have Eidim. Yesh Lecha Bonim, Omalei Hein. Yes, I do have children. Omalei neman ato lifsol atzatzmucha v'yato neman lifsol es bonecha. So you neman to pasol yourself, but you're not neman to pasol your children. So the case over here, when he came and he said, Niskayarti beini levein atzmi, what did we know before? What did we think before he said this? Before he comes to Bezdin and says, my gerus was not a valid gerus because it was without Bezdin. So what was his status in our eyes before?
He had a chazaka
of
being a Jew.
He was muhsok. He was muhsok as a Jew. He was muhsok either as a Jew or he was muhsok as a ger. right? He was muchsok as a Jew, muchsok as a ger, and now he wants to pasol, he wants to disqualify his status as a ger. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda said, right, you're only nemon lifsol l'satzvacha v'yato nemon lifsol esbanecha. Right? You're not going to be believed to passel your children. Your children are going to be kosher. They have a cheskes kashrus. Right? There was a chazoka, and you're not going to be believed to undermine that chazoka. Right? And therefore, the children are kosher, but you are going to be posel. Posel for what? He's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. So we'll see what exactly is this halacha that he's nemon on himself but not nemon on the children. Does it mean he's nemon on himself b'toras edus but not nemon on the children at all? So that we're going to see. Yes. What? Hanhoga, yeah. Hanhoga, that he was knowing as a Jew and everyone accepted him as a Jew.
I mean, Moses is a guy before him, so it's like...
What? Now he's coming, Everyone thought that he's a Jew for many, many years, and then he comes and he says that I'm really, my Geirus was not a real Geirus, right? And so this is the way, all of the Mefarshim learned the case this way, that he was Muchsok as a Jew or Muchsok as a Geir. Right? We know this, I mean the Keranoira points this out, because let's say he was not Muchsuk as anything. We don't know anything about him. And he comes before Dresden and he says, Niskayarti beini levein atzmi. Right? So what's going to happen? We're going to believe him that he's not a... He's not a Jew. And what about his children? There's no reason not to believe him as far as the children. If there was a chazoka that he was a Jew before, so the children are muchsok as Jews, right? So then he can passel himself, but he can't passel the children. But if there was no chazoka, he was not muchsok as anything before, so then why shouldn't we believe him on himself and on his children? That's the Keranoira. Keranoira points that out. That this case is a case that when he was muchsok as a Jew. He was muchsuk as a Jew, and now he's coming to disqualify his status as a Jew. And he's not the only one, the Keren Ayra. This is the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down this case, before the Shulchan Aruch, the Toisis Chad Mikamoi. If you look in the Toisis Chad Mikamoi, I think it came later on in the Marim Mekoymes, but if you look in the Toisis Chad Mikamoi, Maisa be'echot shevo lifnei Rabbi Yehuda v'omalei niskayarti beini levein atzmi. Perish. Lo hayu muchzokin bo shuvoy vekechovim. We weren't muchzok that he was a guy. The imken hayu tzorich lo havi raya olav v'albona. If he was muchzok as a guy, he has to bring raya on himself and on his children. Lo hayu muchzokin bo shuvoy ger. We were muchzok that he was a ger, that there was a valid geris, and now he wants to disqualify the geris. We would have told them, nemon ato lifsol esatzmucha v'yato nemon lifsol esponech. And that's the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch on page 46. When he brings down this halacha, the Mechaber says, Mi shohaya muchsok bi Yisrael, sh'oma nisgayarti beini levein atzmi, yesh lo bonim, eino nemon al abonim, avol nemon al atzmo, l'shav yinashe chaticho di isu. So he's muchsok as a ger. Right? Muchsok as a Jew. Problem is, the Keren Ayra raises a tremendous kasha on this, on the Tosis that we learned before. Tosis in Divi Amaskel b'muchsok l'cho, right? What the Tosis wanted to bring a raya that if someone is not muchsok as a goy, so then he's going to be nemon to come and tell us that he's a ger, right? That he's a ger, and be with a migu that he could have said that he's a Yisrael. And Tosis brought a number of rayas. Right? One of the rayas that Tosis brought was from this Gemara. Old raya mishmaitzin de omale Rabbi Yehuda iatonemon lifsol esbonecho v'iul gufei kosher elu deshav yinashe chaticho di isura avlim bo abas koyin loy post. Then it's when he says niskayarti beini levein atzmi, right? So then why do we believe him that there was a geirus at all? Right? Tosis says we have a raya from here that We believe him that he was a ger, but now he wants to passel himself and his children. So he's neman on himself, but not neman on the children. So Tosis seems to be learning that this case is what kind of a case? There was no chazoka. In either direction, no chazoka at all. Then, because Tosis wants to bring a raya from this case to the case where there's no chazoka that he was a goy, no chazoka that he was a Jew. He's now going to be neman to say that he is a ger. You see that from the children, right? Because when he says I'm a ger, but niskayarti beini levein atzmi, so the children are kosher based on his word. But it's very difficult. The Keren Oira asked the Kasha, Chazanish asked the Kasha. That's not the case. That's not the case in our Gemara. The case in our Gemara is a case where he's Muchsuk as a Yisrael. He's Muchsuk as a Yisrael. And now he wants to disqualify that status. So he can disqualify himself based on Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura, but he can't disqualify the children because they still retain that cheskas kasha. So Im Kain, if that's the case, what is Tosis Raya? What is the Raya that Tosis is bringing that someone is going to be Neman to say that he's a ger with the Migur that he could have said that he's Yisrael from this Gemara? This Gemara is not that case. This Gemara is the case where he's Muchsuk. He was Muchsuk as a Jew. Right? Keren Oira leaves off with a kasha. L'chayra, you have to, in order to answer this kasha, you would have to say what? You would have to say that he's muksuk as a ger. That's no question about it. How did he become muksuk as a ger, though? How did he become muksuk as a ger? How do we know that he was a ger and now he wants to disqualify the gerus? So the Torah, you have to say that he told us, right? He came to us. He didn't bring Edim that he was a ger, but he came to us a year ago, let's say, and he said, "I'm a ger," right? So we believed him then, right? Because there was no chazok, and now he became accepted in the community as a ger. He's muksuk as a ger, and a year later he wants to disqualify that gerus. So how did we know in the first place that he was a ger? Right? You would have to say that the case. That's how Tosis learned the case. It was based on his own word, right? And therefore we see that he can establish that chazoka that he's a ger based on his own word. Because he has that migo that he could have said that he's a Yisrael. But it's not so clear that really is the case. Not so clear. It could be that he established himself as a ger. His muhsuk is a ger. How? Based, there was a cheskas hanhoga, not based on Edim. Because if there were Edim who told us that he's a ger, so the Edim should be able to know, should be able to testify whether the gerus was done in front of Bezdin or not. Or maybe he was muksuk as a ger, and we don't remember exactly how he was established as a ger. But now he's muksuk as a ger, and he wants to disqualify that gerus. But in Tosis Lichayra, you have to learn in order to understand that Tosis wants to bring a raya from here that he's neman to say that he's a ger with a migu that he could have said that he's a Yisrael. Right? So then you have to learn that Tosis is saying that the way we know that he was a ger in the first place was based on his own word, right? And then he became muksuk based on his word, right? Established in the community, and that everyone considers him to be a ger. And now a year later, 5 years later, he wants to disqualify himself and says, "But nisgayarti beini levein atzmi," and that we don't believe him on that. Right? We're not going to believe him as far as the children, as far as anybody else. That cannot affect anyone else, only affecting himself. Yeah, that's l'chayra, how you have to learn. Kesh, yeah.
Also.
What?
Kesh also, no? He said it himself, so why?
Yeah, no, but Tosis wants to bring a raya. Tosis wants to bring a proof to that he's neman to say.
It should be that even his kid should be possible, because he's the one who said that he was kashrus. If he's saying he's kashrus, he's saying he's possible.
No, because he's muksuk. Once he's muksuk, the kashrus, right? Once he's mukhsa b'kashrus, now when he comes back and he says niskayati benil benatzer, he cannot passel the kids, right? He can't passel. He can only passel himself, and that's the question: how does he passel himself, right? How can he disqualify himself? Is it a din of nemonis that he has? That he has a nemonis of that he can be an aid on himself, that he's really not a ger? Or what kind of halacha is that? So let's take a look at the, I'm not going to do the rest of the sugya now. Let's take a look at the Toisisin, and we'll get into the whole issue of Shavyanashe Chaticha Disur. First Toisis, Yesh Lecha Eidim Perish Niskayarti Bein Chol Levein Atzmecha. Right? So, and he said, no, I don't have Eidim, I was Megayar by myself. V'teima Miyo, Yichod Deba'in and Gimel, Hainu Davka Lechatchila, Vol Dievet Chad Nami Kosh, Imkein, Im Yesh Lo Eidim, Lav Beino Levein Atzmehu. So Tosfos has a very good kasha. If we assume that what? That the din of Shlosha and Shlosha Dayonim is only a din Lechatchila, but Midoi Raisa, what do you need? All you need is Dayan Echad. All you need is Dayan Echad Midoi Raisa. Right? Why would Dayan Echad be sufficient Midoi Raisa? Why would that be? If you need a Bezdin, if it's Mishpat, well, how could we possibly think that Dayan Echad would be sufficient? Right? So we learned that in the previous Taisis, right? That Taisis wanted to say in the Divya Maschel Mishpat, according to the Mandar in Sanhedrin, that Chad Dayan Devar Torah Chad Nami Kosher, that one Dayan is Kosher Minat Torah, and three Dayanim are only Midrabanan. So Taisis had a Havamin, a possibility that maybe you could say that one Dayan is sufficient by Geiris as well. One Dayan is sufficient by Geiris. Me'er Me'ika Hadin. So, if we're going to accept that, Taisus of course rejected that. Taisus said we compare it. We compare Mishpat by Geirus to Gzeilus v'Chavolus, which need three Dayanim Midei Rai. So we don't compare it to Hodos v'Alvos, that one Dayan is sufficient. But over here, apparently in this Taisus is saying, if we're going to compare it to Hodos v'Alvos, and one Dayan is sufficient by Geirus minatayra, and three is Midrabonon, so then he says, so then Taisus asks Akasha, Im yesh lecho eidim, you have eidim that you were megayer by yourself. Well, if he has eidim that he was megayer, so he has two dayonim, right? He has two. The two eidim can serve as those dayonim. They were there. They witnessed it. So it's in front of two eidim. So you have as long as you have one dayin, right? It'll be a kosher geiris midai raisa. So Taisa really is asking a kasha on that shita. If we say that one dayan is sufficient midai raisa, so we don't understand this gemara. So the Taisa Sarash actually points out from this gemara, the answer is that one dayan is not sufficient midai raisa. You need three dayanim because we compare mishvad of geiris to gzeilus v'chavolus, which need three dayanim. Right? But if you're going to say that one dayan is kosher midai raisa, so then this gemara is very difficult. Right? It's very difficult. Okay. Then Taisa says, Nemonato alifsal atzmecha, haynu davka b'mile de mishavei nafshei chaticha disur. Limbo al bas koyin, loy poslo, ki de farishis liel besof perik sheni. Right? So Taisa says, Nemonato alifsal atzmecha, what's the basis of his nemonis? Is it a nemonis of edus, that he can be an aid on himself, but he can't be an aid against the children? No, so Taisa says no. It's based on the principle of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Disur. It's really he can't be an aid even on himself. But there's a principle that a person has nemonis to create an isur on himself, but he's not nemon legavei acherim. He's not nemon legavei acherim. So that's the principle over here. And then Taisa says so for instance, if he will have bio with a bas Yisrael, he won't passel holy kahuna, because he's not nemon legabe acherim. He's only nemon legabe himself. That he's saying, I'm a goy, right? I'm a goy, and therefore, we're going to say that vis-a-vis himself, that we're going to treat them as that, but not legabe, not legabe achir. We'll see tomorrow a little bit more in terms of shavya nafshi chaticha disura. What is the basis of shavya nafshi? Is that the Torah says a person has an emonis on himself, vis-a-vis himself, right? Even though he might be posel legabe everyone else. Or is it a din of neder? Is it a din of neder that a person can create isurim on himself? And where do we see this principle of shavya nafshi chaticha di isura? Where's there an example in the Gemara?
Not Yishema.
Where is it? It's Gemara in Kiddushin. What?
Yeah. If a guy says that I was married to a certain woman,
right,
and she said that I wasn't married.
Right, I was not married to him. Words, he comes and says, Kidashti, I was Mekadish that woman, and she says, no, you were never Mekadish me. And there were no way him at all. Right? So the halacha is, who was a bikrovo seho, vihi muteres bikrovo. He's not allowed to marry her sister, her relatives, right? Because even though we have no edim, and this is a dovo sheva erva, right? You need edim. But we say shavya nafshi chaticha disur. He's saying that she is my wife, and therefore I am osur in her relatives, and she's denying it, right? So she is muta bikrova, but he is osur bikrova seva. So that's the din of shavya nafshi chaticha disur. Whether it works as a din of ne'amonis on himself, right? In other words, the krovos don't have an issa to him, but he has an issa to her krovos because he said I am married to her. Right? So it's the din nemonus, the odom nemon alatzmo, like meyer edim, he's nemon as far as himself, just like we have in dini moments, we have a concept of hoidos baldin ke meyer edim. When you're saying that I owe money to someone else, right? So you're nemon like 100 edim because it affects you, it's affecting you. It's l'chayvoscho, that you have to give up that money. So to an isurim, there's a similar concept of a nemonis. You have a nemonis on yourself as far as isurim, to create an isur on yourself, right? Even though you're not nemon legabi acherim. They don't have to believe you. Or is it a din of neder, that you actually, by saying this, you're actually creating a chalois of certain isurim on yourself. We'll see tomorrow the machlokes ha-poskim on this. But how does Tosis arrive at this? Tosis and the Rosh, how did they come up with this? Because Poshit, the Gemara is saying, Nemon ato lifsolas atzmecho v'yato nemon lifsolas banecho. You have nemonis as far as yourself, but you don't have nemonis as far as your children. They have the cheskes kashrus, right? But as far as yourself, you will be nemon. So Tosis arrives, the Tosis is forced into this based on the Tosis, the Gemara on Daf Chavhei, because the Gemara on Daf Chavhei, we have an apparent stira in Reb Yehuda. Because Reb Yehuda said over there that if an Eid Echad comes along, testifies Meis Bailo, we believe the Eid Echad. What happens if he says, Haragtiv, I killed him, I killed her husband? Right? So what does Reb Yehuda hold? So the Gemara says that the din is, Lo tinose. She's not allowed to get married. She's not allowed to get married. And the Gemara wants to say that Reb Yehuda holds, Oda Meisi Matzmo Rosha. Reb Yosef in that Gemara says, Oda Meisi Matzmo Rosha, that we believe him as far as himself. So, right. We believe him as far as himself when he says he's a Rosha. We don't pask in that way. But the Gemara says on Haraktiv, when he says Haraktiv, I killed him. So since we're not going to, one second, Gemara says what? That Rabbi Yehuda holds over there, we're not going to believe him when he says Haraktiv, since we don't believe him as far as himself, we're not going to believe him as far as the Isha, that she's allowed to remarry. In other words, a lo palginan dibur. Without getting into the whole complexities of that sugya there, the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say lo palginan dibur. He's saying haraktiv, I'm a rotseach. We're not going to believe him that he's a rotseach, right? But should we believe him that he killed the husband? So we don't. Lo tinose, she's not allowed to get married. So Rabbi Yehuda apparently holds lo palgin dibur. You can't split the nemonis. If you don't believe him on part of what he's saying, you don't believe him on anything, and therefore lo tinose. So Tosis asks Akasha, Rabbi Yehuda over here in our Gemara holds palgin dibur. Right? Because he's saying Niskayarti Veini Levenatsmi, we believe him as far as himself, but we don't believe him as far as the children. So you see that we do split his nemonis. He's nemon on himself and he's not nemon for the children. Right? So let's take a look at that Tosis. Lema Rav Yosef Chofeim Beis. Lema Rav Yosef Domek Rav Yehuda Tema. The Hochel Rav Yehuda Lesle Palgin in Dibura. Right? It's really over here, it's not so much palginin dibura that you split what the statement that he makes, but palginon his nemonis. We believe him on one thing, but we don't believe him on that same statement has different consequences. So we believe him as far as himself, but we don't believe him as far as the children. So Tosis, in asking the Kasha, was assuming that as far as himself, he has a nemonis of Eidus on himself. He doesn't have nemonis against the children, but as far as himself, he will have nemonis, a real nemonis of Eidus. So that's the Kasha. So you want to say palgin and dibura? How that's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Miu yesh loimer. The hosom lo mitan meidus nemon. To odom kar veveit salatzmo veodim nemon liv salatzmo eichi tochin shiyu bonav gesheri. The lechod paslin and haino la also vebas Yisrael the shavi nafshe chaticha disuro. Oyim nogach shor shal Yisrael eshoro poto mitam hoydos baldin. Vehid Rabbi Yehuda gufo kasher v'shom neforish beezos Hashem. So Tosfos says it's not based on the regular din of nemonis. It's based really he should not have nemonis at all. And we hold Rabbi Yehuda holds lo palgin and dibur. But over here it's a separate halacha of shavi anashe chaticha di isur, that a person can create an isur on himself. So when he's saying that I am a goy, he's saying I am also bebas Yisrael. And he's saying it when he's saying I am a goy. So if the shor of a Jew was nogeach his shor, right? It's like he's saying it's like a hados baldin that the Jew is not going to be chayiv. Whatever affects only himself, right? There's going to be a halacha of shavya nafshei chaticha disur. But he's not neman vis-a-vis achim. And Tosfos proves it. Because he says, how could he really be believed vis-a-vis himself to disqualify himself? Odom neman alatzmo. Odom neman, odom korovets alatzmo. A person is korov to himself. The reason why we say, ein odom meisi matzmo rosho, what's the basis for that? A person can't incriminate himself, can't make himself into a rosho. What's the basis of that? Because Adam Korov, it's a latzma. The Gemara always says it. Gemara on Chof Hei or Med Aleph, doesn't say it over here, but the Gemara, on Chof Hei or Med Beis, Gemara says, on Adam Korov, it's a latzma, ain't no the Mesi Matzma Rosha. Right? You're Korov to yourself, so you can't disqualify yourself. So therefore, how can he disqualify? He's Musuk as a Jew, and now he wants to disqualify himself and make himself into a goy. Right? Adam Korov Eitz Alatzvah, he's not going to be believed. And that's one reason. Second reason, the Tosfos says, because if he's Nemon, that he himself is a goy, so why shouldn't he passel the children? Elamai, it must be that he doesn't have Nemonus. He is not Neman. He is not Neman vis-a-vis anyone else, right? And not even, it's not even a Nemonus of Eidus vis-a-vis himself, because other he's possible to be an aid vis-a-vis himself, right? It's a new halacha of Shavya Anashe Chaticha de Isura, that he can create Isurim vis-a-vis himself, that he is now going to be Osur in Abbas Yisrael, right? And that's the big question on that. Let's just go back to our Tosis and do our Tosis, and then we'll get to the big question on Shavya Nashi Chaticha Yisura, the question that all of the Mefarshim ask. The Kerenoira asks it, and the Chemda Shlomo asks it. But let's go back to our Tosis. Nemo Nato, Livso Lazatzmecho, Hainu Dafka B'milei D'Mishavi Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisura. Yibo Al Bas Koyin Lo Yiposlo. Right? If he'll have beer with a Bas Koyin, He's not going to passel her. Why? Because Shavya Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisura, he can create Isurim on himself, but he's not believed vis-a-vis others. So vis-a-vis the Bas Koyen, right? We're not going to believe him that he's a Goyen and that he can make her into a Zoyna, that he can passel her from eating Truma. Right? Because we don't believe him legabe yacherim. We only believe him as far as himself. So there is surim on him. He's not allowed to have relations with Abbas Yisrael. But you can't say that he's going to passel Abbas Koyin if he does have beer with him. V'intoymar v'heichi domi im ishto yavedes kechovim. So what is this case of Rabbi Yehuda? Right? That we believe him as far as himself, but not as far as others. Im ishtoi, who is he? What's the nafgamina, whether we say that he is a ger, or that he's a goy, right? What will the difference be? Well, you're the same. We're not going to believe you, right? We really don't believe you that you're a goy, right? It's only a shavya nafshei chaticha de isura. What will the nafgamina be if we would believe him that he's a goy? Who is his wife? What's the nafgamina in terms of the children, right? Heichidom im ishto yevedes kuchomim imana shor bona psulim de enkori bincha el bino. If his wife is not Jewish, it doesn't matter whether he's a Jew, whether he's a ger or he's a goy, the children are going to be goy. Im hoyse ishto Yisrael is b'manu shorbanu kisherim. The kaimolon oyve kuchomim ve'evad abol bas Yisrael havlad kosher. And if his wife is Jewish, it also doesn't matter, because even if he's a goy, so then akum abol bas Yisrael, the vlad is kosher. That's how we paskin. V'chiteima nihi demamzel lo heve pogul mi heve. And even so, Tosfos says maybe we'll say that although the child is kosher, the child is not a mamzer, but the child is pogum likahun. In other words, if he'll have a daughter, akum habo al bas Yisrael, if he has a daughter, the daughter is pogum likahun. She's not allowed to marry a kohen, right? Not allowed to marry a kohen. That's a whole sugin yevomis, and that's the way we paskin. Most Rishonim paskin lahalocha. Akum habo al bas Yisrael. Although the daughter is a Yisraelis and she's kosher, she's not a mamzeris, but she's pogum lekahuna. So he says, the Rebbe Yehuda Yisrael beperek asori yuchsin the bas ger zocho ke bas cholo zocho. So Tosfos said that's not going to be enough gemina pogum lekahuna, because either way she'll be pogum lekahuna. Because Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Bas Ger Zoche, if the father is a Ger and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is going to be Posel Likahuna. So what difference does it make as far as the children, right? As far as the daughter, if he's a Ger, the daughter will be Pogum Likahuna. If he's a goy, the daughter will be pogum likuhuna. Either way, so what is the nafgamina that the Gemara is saying? We don't believe you that you're a goy, right? We don't believe you that you're a goy as far as the children. What nafgamina will it make whether we believe he's a goy or we don't believe that he's a goy? So Taisus answers, Yeshlaim de Kosova, Rabbi Yehuda Oive Kochomi, the Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael, Havlam Mamzid, the Reverend Alamitzis, Oma, the Rabbi Yehuda Sovolok, Rabbi Akiva, the Oma, Ein Kedushin Toifsin, the Chaivei Lavim. So Taisus answers that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is like Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Tfisus Kedushin by Chaivei Lavim, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds, Akum Abba Abbas Yisrael, Akum Abba Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer, because just like Rabbi Yehuda, just like Rabbi Akiva holds, the Chayvei Lavim, the Vlad is a mamzer, since there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Chayvei Lavim, so to Akum Habo Al Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. And therefore there'll be a nafkamina, if he is a ger, so then the Vlad is not a mamzer. But if he's a goy, then the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Neman ato lifso letzatzmecho, right? You're neman based on shavya nafshe chatira disura, that you're not allowed to have beer with a bas Yisrael, right? But I ato neman lifso lesbonecho. But we're not going to believe you that you're a goy as far as your children, right? That as far as making your children into a mamzer, that your daughter, your son, your daughter will be a mamzer. We don't believe you as far as the children. Because as far as the children are concerned, right, we're going to say that you are muhsak as a ger, right? Muhsak as a ger, and therefore the children will be kosher. But had we believed him, when he says that he's a goy, right? When he says he's a goy, and this is the way Rab Nachman bar Yitzchok says later on, but had we believed him, that when he says that he's a goy, so then the children, right, the children would be mamzerim. That's the psul that Tosis learns, right? And the Rashba quotes a Ravid who asked this kasha as well. Same kasha as Tosis, and the Ravid asks, since Akum Habo Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, what's the nafkamina, whether he's going to be a ger or he's going to be a goy, as far as the children are concerned, right? We don't believe you as far as the children. And if we did believe you as far as the children would still be, it would be the same status, there would be kosher. So he quotes, the Ravid himself gave an answer, the Hocha Beger V'Giyore Shebo U'Shneihem Lifnei Reb Yehuda V'Mochzokim Lo Shehoyu Yisrael Ma'alyo. The Ravid wants to answer that what? They were Muchzok originally as a Yisrael, not as Gerim. They were Muchzok as Gerim. As a Yisrael. Both the husband and the wife come before Bezdin, they were Muhsuk as Yisraelim, and now both of them want to say, both of them are saying that we were Niskayarnu. It was a Geirus, right? Niskayarnu, Beinenu, Levein Atzmeinu. Right? So if we would believe them, right? If we would believe them, so as if we would believe that it's a Geirus, and that the parents now are Geirim, so then the children would be Posul Likahuna. Right? If we don't believe them, they're Musak as Yisrael, so then the children will be Kosher Likahuna. So in other words, that's how the Ravid wants to answer the Kasha. That the Chazoka that we had before was not that they were Gerim, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if the Gerus was a valid Gerus, the children will still be Pogum, the daughter will still be Pogum Likahuna. But the way the Ravid learns is that they were Muhsuk as Yisrael, and now they're coming and saying, both the husband and wife are coming and saying that we are what? That we are Gerim, right? We are Gerim. And we're not going to believe them, as far as the children, or believe what the Nemon Legabe themselves to say that Shavya Nafshe Chaticha di Isura. But not as far as the children, because if we would believe them as far as the children, so then the daughter would be a pogum, a posel likuhum. Yeah, Ari.
If you include the wife, I mean, I thought the ger and the giyores.
Right.
So once you have the woman involved, then all of those questions fall away, because if the woman's found to be not Jewish, then there was plenty of non-communities.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. If we would accept that she's not Jewish, so then you have other nafkaminas as well. Right. Right. That's right. That would be not just the nafkamina apostle Likuhuma. You would have other nafkaminas as well. But then the Rashba quotes the Ramban, who gives the same teretz as Tosfos, that Rabbi Yehuda held that Akum Habor Bas Yisrael, you don't have to say that it's a ger and a giyoris who are coming. It's just the ger who is coming, and Akum Habo Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamza. The big question on this whole mahalach that he is Nemon only based on Shavya Anafshe Chaticha di Isura, right? So the question is that how do you apply Shavya Anafshe Chaticha di Isura over here? That means that he's saying, I am Osur to have bia with a bas Yisrael, right? I am a goy, and I am also to have bia with a bas Yisrael. What's the problem with that? There's a fundamental problem with that.
There's no issa for him.
There's no issa for a goy. There's an issa on a bas Yisrael to have bia with a goy, but there's no issa. We don't find any issa in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach on a goy having bia with a bas Yisrael. So how can you have Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur? He's not Nemon Legabe Har, right? Not Nemon Legabe Har. So how can, in other words, she doesn't have an Isur to have bia with him, but he is saying, I am also to have bia with a bas Yisrael, but there is no Isur of a goy having beer with a bas Yisrael. So where's the Shavya Nafshe Chaticha? Shavya Nafshe Chaticha the Isurim can only be that if he's saying he's a goy, so there'll be certain Isurim of a goy that are chal on him. But he doesn't have those Isurim. He doesn't have that Issa. Right? Maybe what? Maybe he has an Issa of Lifnei Iver. In other words, he's saying I'm a goy, right? She doesn't have to believe that I'm a goy, but she is going to have bia then, right, with a goy, and he's going to be over on lifnei iver lo sitei mirsho. So he's creating an issa of lifnei iver on himself, right? That doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? There's not even iver for a goy. A goy is not mitzvah and lifnei iver. So a goy is not mitzvah in the issa of having, there is no issa on him having beer with a bas Yisrael. There's no issa on him of lifnei iver l'sitei mirsho. Right? So what's the shavya anafshe chaticha disur? It's not like the case in Kiddushin where somebody says, I was mikadish this woman. Right? So he's saying, you are my wife and therefore you're craving marasa to me. Right? So he's also in our craving. But over here, what Isser can a goy create on himself as far as there is no Isser having beer with the Bas Yisrael? And therefore, even if he's saying that he's a goy, right, and that as a result of that, he's saying that she is over having beer with the goy, right, but he's not mitzvah on Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mirsho.
If we take the Pashut Shad of Neder approach of Shavi Nasha, all he's doing is creating an Isser on himself. He's not really stating he's a guy. In the end, we don't really believe him that he's a guy. He's just creating a choice.
So let's say it's a neder. It's a neder. Is a guy mitzvah neder?
No, but we don't believe him that he's a guy. He's an Israel. He's an Israel that's meaning yeah. Neder, and he's Asher.
But the neder is that he's taking on those isurim that would apply to a guy.
But obviously, his deeper is he doesn't say it for nothing.
You know.
Obviously, his deeper comes to us or something.
Well, he's not. No. But he's not saying I'm making a neder on this. He's saying I'm a goy, and therefore any issuring that apply to a goy apply to me. But if there is no issur of a goy having beer with a bas Yisrael, so that there's no such issa. He didn't say I'm making a neder. Right? I'm making a neder that I shouldn't have deal with a bas Yisrael. He's not saying that. He's saying I'm a goy. And therefore, implicit in that din of Shavya Nafshe is that it's a neder to have any of those Isurim that would apply to a goy apply to him. But this the Issa doesn't apply to a
Goy.
What?
You don't believe him that he's a
Goy. No, that's the Din of Shavya Nafshe. We don't believe him. But that's the Din Shavya Nafshe, that he can create those Isurim of a Goy on himself.
So the only meaningful thing he's saying is that he's Asher to a Strong.
No, but there is no Issa to a Bas Yisrael. If there's no Issa, think about it. I don't want to spend time in Shir. We can talk about it afterwards. But there is no Issa of a Goy having beer with a Bas Yisrael. And this is really a major question. So let me give you the Keren Neira asked this question. It doesn't really give a satisfactory answer. It's in the next paragraph of the Keren Neira. The Chemda Shlomo asked this question, and there are a couple answers on this question. So let me give you two or three of the answers. One answer is the Chemda Shlomo. Chemda Shlomo wants to say that according to the Shita of the Rif, that Niskayarti Beini Levein Atzmi is Bidiyevid, it will be a Geirus, right? Because Bezdin is a requirement L'chatchila, but Bidiyevid, it will be a valid Geirus. That was the Shita of the Rif, how he was Miyashiv, the steer in the two Gemaras. So the Chemda Shlomo says that, what does that mean? That mean when he says Niskayarti Beini Levein Atzmi, he's saying what? Really, I am a ger midoraisa, but midorabbanan I'm not a ger, right? Because the requirement, the bezdin according to the Rif, is lechatchila. It's only going to be a din derabbanan, and therefore midoraisa he is a Jew, he's a ger. But midrabanan not. So midrabanan, what is he doing? He's answering himself. He's saying, "I'm midrabanan. I'm not a ger, and therefore, he's answering himself on the Bas Yisrael. He's answering himself on the Bas Yisrael. So since he's a Jew midereisa, just not midrabanan, so he has a lifne evil of sitei mirshon." In other words, there's going to be a lifneiv. If we're saying that through the Shavya Nafshe Chatiha Disur, he's saying he's completely a goy. A goy doesn't have an issa to have beer with a Bas Yisrael. But over here, he's not saying I'm completely a goy, because if the requirement of Bezdin is only a requirement midorabbanan lachatchila, but b'di'evid it's not going to be ma'akid. So that means midoraisa he is a ger. Midorabbanan though, there's something lacking in his gerus, right? That he's going to be osur bebas Yisrael. But now we can apply the lifne ivel lo siten mirshol, because since he is a Jew midoy raisa, so then we can say he has a lifne ivel lo siten mirshol. That's the teretz, one teretz that the Chemdas Shlomo gives. A second teretz. Is a tremendous chiddush in the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Simin, in the Hagoyis Mordechai. We know, last week's parasha, this week's parasha, we know there's a din of Boyal Aramis Kanoim Poigimbo, right? That if Israel has beer with a non-Jewish woman, Bifar Hesya, there's a din of Kanoim Poigimbo, right? And so it's an Issa Deiraisa. And if the Kanoim are not Poigimbo, he's going to be Chayiv Koris, right? What's the din the other way around? What's the halacha if a goy has bia with a Bas Yisrael? Is there a din of Kanoim Pogimbo? Is there a din? So the case of Pinchas, right, was a Yisrael, right? Haboyel Aramis, Yisrael has bia with a non-Jewish woman. Kanoim Pogim Bos. So then both of them are going to be Chayiv or Chayiv Misa. What about if a Goy has beer with a Bas Yisrael? So there's a Rambam I gave you in Hilchos Perek Yud Beis Yisurei Bia, where the Rambam says, he describes the halachis of Kanoim Pogim Bos. And he says that this Aveira is very chomur, even though there's no Mises Bezdin, and Halacha, I'm reading Halacha Zayin, Avon zeh al pisha ein bo misas bezdin. Al yehi kal beinecha, yesh bo hefzit she'ein b'chol harayis k'mo. Shaben min ha'erva b'nohu l'chol dobe. V'chlal yisrael yichoshev, av ha'bishu mamzin. Haben min ha'goya eino b'no, shenema, ki yose es bincha mi'achlai, meiser osu mi'ili osu achrei Hashem. Someone says, why is Bayal Aram is so chomor? More chomor than any other case of Arayas. Because for every other case of Arayas, at least the child is Jewish. He's a mamzer. But by Bayal Aramis, the child goes after the mother, the child's not Jewish. Right? So he saw Me'achrei Hashem. He's not Jewish at all. So that's why it's so chomor. V'dove zeh goyim lidovik bagoyim shivdilonu HaKadosh Baruch mehem v'loshon Me'achrei Hashem. And then the Rambam says, and Halacha test, Goy habo al bas Yisrael, im eishes ishi nera galecha in pinu yohi eino nera. A Goy who has bia with a bas Yisrael, if she's an eishes ish, so he's chayiv misa because she's an eishes ish. And he's also mitzuv in eishes ish. But if she's a pinu yohi, there's no din kanoim pogimbo. That's the Rambam. Clear in the Rambam.
When it says nera galecha, that's
kanoim
pogimbo?
What?
That's
Mrs. Bezdin. Bezdin will give him Misa, right? Mrs. Bezdin. But if it's Pnuyo, ain't no Nerag, there's no din at all. No din at all of any chi of Misa, so there's no din Kanoim Pogim. So the Hagois Mordechai at the very end of the Mordechai. So Hagois Mordechai says like this. It's on page 12 in the Mordechai. Ayen beperik sheni deshuas leil matzasi tshuva mirabenu Avram agodo miregishberg zeloshono ayivoma shenofno lifnei mumor iko dvorim begav iboy afil chalitza devemokom ervahu dekanoim pogim bo degam hanivelis la arami kanoim pogim bo nivelis la arami a goy habo al bas Yisrael, he says a tremendous chiddush. There's also a din of kanoim pogim bo. Right? In other words, he is osur to have bia with her, just as she is osur to have bia with him. So it's not only Bayal Arami, a Jew with a non-Jewish woman, but a goy with a Jewish woman. There's, he says, a chiddush that there's also a din of kanoim pogim. It works both ways. Works both ways. So mimela, the according to this Mordechai, we have a teretz on the kashach shavya nashe chaticha. The Isura, right? What was our kasha? A goy, he's creating Isurim on himself as a goy. But a goy doesn't have an Isur to have bia with a bas Yisrael. The Mordechai says, b'shem Reb Avrom HaGadol, that a goy does have an Isur. There's a din of kanoim pogimbo. There's a din of kanoim pogimbo, a goy with a bas Yisrael, even though she's not an eishes ish, right? And therefore he is creating that Isur on himself. Yeah, so that's a second possible terence. Yes.
According to the usual thing, the case of Zim and Kashbi, Pinchas killed both of them. What was the halacha? Let's say nowadays, was that a halacha or that was a halacha?
That's halacha l'moshe misina.
What? You gotta kill that Ramos as well, right? Why is the halacha different for a woman than a man? Obviously, in usually the case, no.
Yeah, the din applies to.
It's also the Aramis to be nivelas from the Jew.
No. The din of kanoim pogim bo, right?
Is the only bo.
The din is bo on the boyel, on the boyel. He's saying that there's a din of kanoim pogim bo, and also 1 second.